First students of the University of Ghana Legon standing trial for the alleged murder of a first year student of the university, Oyinleba Kofinti Boateng, have been remanded in prison custody by a Madina magistrate court. The suspects Silas Bertrand, Augustine Mensah, Marco Dano, Akwesia Paubimpe, Yao Trini, and a yet to be identified student have been provisionally charged with murder and conspiracy to commit murder. The fifth will on the 10th of this month, says the district magistrate's court in Accra, to determine the extent of the involvement in the death of Oyinleba Nti Boateng, 1100 Business Administration student. Here is a Newsdex report.
The deceased, Oyinleba Kofinti Boateng, met his untimely death when he allegedly fell from the third floor of Block B of the Ghana Hostels Limited, popularly known on campus as Pentagon, last weekend. According to sources, the incident took place on Thursday, October 27, after the deceased and his colleagues had returned to the hostel from a drinking night. It was suspected that the excessive intake of alcohol might have had a devastating effect on him, while some are saying that he might have been poisoned. However, doctors who examined the deceased did not rule out poisoning. The docket, according to the police, has been sent to the Attorney General's Department to decide on the specific charges to be given them. Meanwhile, the suspects, according to information, were with the deceased in the room before he fell. According to reports, Oyinleba joined his friends in room 205 on Block B of the Pentagon Hostel for a chat after socialization at Block A from 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 26 this year. According to the crime officer of the Legon Police, ASP Manuel Basintali, the police were baffled by the turn of events and were waiting for the postmortem report to determine the actual cause of death. He said on Thursday they received a report from the sister of the deceased, Abigail Nimakon, that the family had information from the friends of Oyinleba Nti Boateng that he had fallen from the balcony of one of the hostels and died. He said the police proceeded to the scene and investigations conducted so far had revealed that the incident occurred and that Oyinleba Kofinti Boateng, a resident of Block C, attended a drinking party organized by one of his friends on Block A. After the party, the student joined his friends in room 205 and stayed there for a while before he decided to retire to his room. According to the police, shortly after coming out of the room onto the balcony, his friends said they heard an unusual noise which prompted them to rush out, only to find that Oyinleba Nti Boateng had fallen to the floor, so they quickly rushed him to the Legon Hospital for treatment, but was transferred to the 37 Military Hospital, where he was pronounced dead.
That was a news desk report.